there are some odd things that enter your life as you get closer and closer to a clergy person. Friends are subject to this, but most especially my spouse, now that we've been married for a year and a half, has almost gotten used to getting a text from me every now and then that says, "I can't be there on Saturday, I've got a funeral." It was easy to tell the first few times this happened, once we were dating, that he didn't quite know what to respond. What do you say to the person who's about to bury someone else? And he'd sort of say, "And how was it?" Like, "Oh, it was a good death, it's fine. It's sad, but it was a good death." Fortunately, I haven't had to say this is a really hard one yet, but those deaths do come. A good death, when we talk about it culturally, often means that someone has lived a long and full life. Their family has been able to gather. The last goodbyes and I love yous were able to be spoken and shared. And that their death was at the end mostly peaceful. It's the kind of death that when it happens, we all look at it and say, "If I go that way, I'm okay with that. I'd take that one if I get the choice." That's not the kind of death we're talking about today. Jesus' death was begun in betrayal, made more excruciating in torture and isolation, and at the end would have been a horrible combination of pain and struggling to breathe. It's not a death any of us would choose. On one hand, death was always part of this Messiah business, this incarnational thing that God embarked on with Mary. It starts with a baby in a manger, and the end of that story is always death. We are born and we die. This is part of being human, and it is part of what Jesus embarked on in his life with us. But this death was not the kind of death we anticipate or hope for. This death was horrible, one of the worst ways a person can die. There is good news even here, at the foot of the cross, when we remember the betrayal and the torture and the suffering. Our God has lived through these things. Our God has died at the end of this. Our lives, when they are full of suffering, and our deaths, when they are not what we would call a good death, we are not alone. Christ our Lord, this way has gone. And there is hard news today. Death did not need to look like this. It was human fear, human insecurity, human desire for power and safety that created the betrayal and the suffering of the cross and the trial. And we, as humans, still struggle with all of those things. That is the dual reality of this day. That our God, who loved us enough to be like us, died not just like us, but in one of the more horrible ways there is for a person to die. Our God, who can seem so distant and so strange, does not find us distant or strange, even on our worst days. And at the same time, the reminder that so many worst days for people are crafted not out of the randomness of the universe or the chances of life, but out of the needs and desires of the people around us that are placed above other beloved children of God's rights to be healthy and to be safe. Today we come to the foot of the cross. We remember a tragedy that is old and well told. And if we are thoughtful and faithful enough, we find in its shadow so many of the same marks of other tragedies that have been carried out before and since that day. Things that are unspeakable, things that we would rather forget. Sufferings and tears that Jesus joins us in. Out of love for us, and out of the knowledge of his own pain and suffering and death.